is that it affects black people very bad, because you can't even walk in the French Quarters without being harassed by the police. Also, I like to say that I don't think a 16-year-old kid did these killings, and that I think
a 16-year-old black kid, did they arrest?
Yes, it was a 16-year-old black youth that they arrested for this, and I personally feel that blacks are abused by many things like this, you know. Right, but it couldn't have been a white boy. They wouldn't do that to somebody white or anything. It's just that this politics and the way the world's run, you know, it's just that, it's just unjust, you know. And I don't think the French Quarter stabbing was the youth, because I feel that the commit. No, I haven't heard anything about the trial or anything like that, but I feel that a youth 16 years old doesn't have the strength of a man yet. And I feel that, to kill and stab a lot of these people, he would have to catch them by surprise, talk his way in, and mostly all those things are just about impossible for all the stabbings that went on. I feel that a stronger man committed these stabbings, whether he be black or white. I know that he wasn't 16 years old. This man had to be somewhere at least. Well, the victims were found stabbed. I can't really tell you about the series of all the stabbings, except one that happened down on Governor Nichols. He was stabbed. He stabbed the man about 50 times. That was just about one of the last stabbings. But anyway, he stabbed him 50 times, and but I don't know. You know, like I said. Well, he admitted it and everything. They got him to confess, but no, I don't believe in none of that. You know, like I said, it's a lot more to it. You'd have to think about it yourself, really, and just think about it and say to yourself, ask yourself these questions. Think about it, you know. And I mean, the best thing to do is if you can wipe prejudice and all this out of your mind, you can think clearly. You see, you can think clearly about it and, you know, make a clear analysis. We have some white people who can think very clearly and natural, you know. I mean, you want to think natural. You don't want to, you know, put it like it was in the 40s or in the 30s when, things were still bad in Martin Luther King's time, back before his time in the 60s, going back, you know, when blacks just didn't stand a chance, you know. I mean, yeah. It's just terrible out here. It's just terrible.
Take it easy, man. Listen, all right, now the place where you bury people is the
cemetery. Okay. Cemetery, yeah.
What, you ever seen one way out in the woods, you know, somewhere they call out?
What? Way out in the woods?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call
other
it.
Other names for it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, the Boston people buried them.
Coffins. They call coffins.
All right, now, would they be? They'd be, say, narrow.
Huh?
You ever seen any of those coffins that were
pointed?
Yeah, they were wide
at the... Yeah. And narrow at the bottom, to fit the shape of a person, to be laid in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how coffins are made for people.
They're wide.
They're wide up around the shoulders. See, you're wide at your shoulders, you know, so... And, you know, your head, you know, but at your shoulders.
There are a couple of guys out there who are. Wild
around here. Oh, definitely. Well, you know, black people eat very good. Black mothers cook very good.
All right, we'll get into that. Okay, I want to ask you about some of
these. Okay.
But now all the people are dressed in black. You say they're all
moaning. I would call that moaning. Yes.
Yes.
Moaning. You know, grief. Moaning. Caretaker. I would call him a caretaker. I don't actually know the name of the people who actually bury him, but I call them caretakers. I think they take care of the burial.